Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Was tasked with the duty of watching the entire debate and coming up with clips for it.
Which, wow, what did he do to deserve that?
I was born an American citizen who was participating in the democratic process.
Way to put a brave face on it.
I gave it about.
It was so long.
I gave it about 45 minutes. You went longer than that.
I went almost 2 hours. I was shocked. I looked at the clock. I got to admit, I was kind of farting around as I watched it, but. I may have been doing other
hard
stuff.
Hard part primary.
And flipping occasionally to a baseball game.
But I missed the I missed the big finish. How did that go, Sean? The question was?
Oh, I think most of every human being on earth missed the big finish.
Well, I'll let Mr.
Bernie
Anderson.
Already left. I'm going to bed. I've had a heart attack.
I'll let Anderson Cooper set it up for you.
Last week, Ellen DeGeneres was criticized after she and former President George W. Bush were seen laughing together at a football game. Ellen defended their friendship, saying, "We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different." So in that spirit, we'd like you to tell us about a friendship that you've had that would surprise us, what impact it's had on you and your beliefs.
So, and then each candidate was forced to answer that. Pretty typical responses, nothing out of the ordinary, but then they got to one Joe Biden.
Vice President Biden.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere. Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville, I needed a new heel for my shoe. So I decided to go to Morganville, which is what they call Shelbyville in those days. So I tied an onion to my belt, which was the style at the time. Now, to take the ferry cost a nickel.
I'm not sure I believe that that's
days,
the...
Nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say. Now, where were we? Oh,
okay, you guys figured out my ruse. That was not Joe Biden. Here's
but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
It was a joke. Relax. Here's the actual Joe Biden.
Surprise us what impact it's had on you and your beliefs. Vice President Biden?
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. Yeah, and he ran a bunch of bad
I don't think that's your actual
boys.
Answer either. I don't think it was actually Corn
and
Pop.
And I did. Yeah,
was the person
back
he disagrees
in those days,
with.
Things
for the unlikely friendship, him and Corn Pop. No, he said John McCain. There it wasn't.
They did
relevant.
Come together. Yeah, finally at the end, him and Corn Pop, they reached an agreement. It was a metaphor for Syria and the Russians or something.
I can't wait till the ratings come out. I expect them to be incredibly low. And then if you dive into the ratings of how many people watched very long, it's going to be low.
Hey,
and
I'm getting...
you still have to figure out who your candidate's going to be if you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
And the debates ain't doing it.
Well, I was going to dive into the emails because we got a bunch of response to the question, are you scared if you're a Democrat or are desperate to have Trump out of the White House by the developments so far? Because it looks like you've got a snippy old Marxist, semi-Marxist, Liz Warren, leading the pack by quite a bit in popular perception. And she's considered unelectable by most Democrat heavyweights. So I just wonder if you're nervous. Hey, I'm getting.
They could be wrong, of course, because all Republican heavyweights thought Trump was unelectable. All of them.
Right. Luckily, he ran against Hillary, who was saying earlier that she is was. Where'd you get that from? The four.
No, it was some
a pundit I will not name.
Oh, why not?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It is a little weird.
Is it your lover?
What?
I don't know. I just can't imagine. I'm getting paywalled by
the
LA Times.
I've never had a lover who would watch the Democratic debate and have an opinion on it. Ever in my life.
You're missing out. I have a lover I've been married to for quite a number of years now, and I could not possibly convince her to watch it for more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's just nothing short of nothing I would contemplate with my beloved wife.
I make my house payments with this crap, and you could barely convince me to watch the damn thing.
It was awful. So I'm getting paywalled by the L.A. Times, Hanson. This story about Tyler Skaggs, who was a major league pitcher. He's a hell of a good pitcher, too, for the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels of Orange County, Pasadena, who died mysteriously and suddenly turns out to be an opioid overdose.
Mm.
And there was word he was abusing them with a number of other Angels employees or getting them through them, or just there are a lot of people taking those pills, and he happened to OD. It's a story straight out of economically depressed middle America, honestly. But this guy's a millionaire, young, handsome, rich pitcher. So I find myself wondering how deep this goes. Painkillers are omnipresent in big time sports.
Oh yeah, it'd be almost impossible to be a pro athlete and not take some sort of painkillers, wouldn't it?
Yeah, from time to time. I mean, surgeries or just painful injuries are so common, and the painkillers are so omnipresent,
particularly the NFL.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen more of this. I'm glad we haven't, but I'm concerned, and I have a feeling that shoe's going to drop in the NFL, especially, and who's throwing opioids around and who's not. I was reminded of the brutality of the league. I was, I'm a 49ers fan. Lived on the West Coast now for decades. I grew up a Bears fan, the Mighty Bears. Mike Ditka, Jim McMahon, the Bears. Anyway, I heard one of my players wasn't going to play, one of my favorite players, and there he was on the field. And I thought, wow, I guess his injury wasn't as bad. But then I was listening to a sports talk show that I enjoy. Even though I've called it the lowest form of communication known to mankind, below body noises and that sort of thing. But and they mentioned that, yeah, just before the game, he took a shot of what was the name of the drug? The guy had the name of the drug. He took a shot of don't feel at all. And he looked great in the first half, but as it wore off, you could really see it was bothering him. And apparently he decided not to take another shot at halftime, this commentator said, because you could really see it in the second half. So the guy literally, took a shot of a prescription painkiller and was numbed and just abused his body part until he couldn't take it.
Have they been using that language in NFL games since I was a little kid? They shot it up, so he's back out there.
Right.
So you took something that's too injured, your body's telling you, don't walk on this foot.
Right, shut it down, shut it down.
And you take something that masks that and keep walking on it. And
yeah.
They've been doing that probably half the play, well, not that much, but I'll bet there's double digits on the field every game that are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I hope Major League Sports is hip to the fact that people are dying by the tens of thousands from this stuff and are good about it. It's tragic. Young man died, but hell of a lot of young people die from that stuff.
Coming up, as facial recognition technology has taken off already in America, there's good possibility you're in a police lineup right now face, according to the New York Times.
I didn't do anything.
Also, what has replaced bird watching as America's favorite old-timey pastime?
I got to know this.
Do you?
Coupon clipping?
I'm heading for the demo.
You're moving into that part of your life?
Oh, yeah.
Bird watching's out.
I already got the book and I got the binoculars. Now it's out?
Damn it! Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Text PROJECT to 35517. That's PROJECT to 35517.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I early?
This song just became just became the first video from the 80s to surpass 1 billion YouTube views.
Oh, wow.
Yippee-doo.
Who's keeping track?
Whoop-de-doo.
That's a lot of views, though.
That's a lot of views. A billion. How much money did they get off of that? A billion
$100.
Views.
I have no idea.
I'll bet it's shockingly low, though, for a billion views. Speaking of technology, here's Andrew Yang on the debate stage last night making a point that I thought was damned interesting.
The best way we can fight back against big tech companies is to say our data is our property. Right now, our data is worth more than oil. How many of you remember getting your data check in the mail? It got lost. It went to Facebook, Amazon, Google. If we say this is our property and we share in the gains, that's the best way we can balance the scales against the big tech companies.
Thank you, Mr. Yang. There's a bigger...
An argument he's been making every debate. I like him being on the stage. He's got no shot of winning. Yeah. He's like at 1%, but he brings up interesting stuff other people don't bring up. So
The entire automation segment of the debate, I think, only existed because Andrew Yang is still in this.
Yep.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, I don't swing that way electorally or anything, but I'd like him to stay on the scene. I want more Amy Klobuchar in the days to come. I'd like to see her rise up in the Senate. There are a handful of compelling characters. Mayor Pete's a good man.
Corey, Beto.
Oh, please, the two of them. Ugh.
Yeah.
And take crazy hot Gabby with you. She's, you know, seems like a nice enough gal, and she's a cutie, no doubt, but I can't figure out what the hell she believes in anymore. She was talking about the Middle East.
She's pretty adamant about it, though.
Well, yeah, I got that. But I've been studying this thing since I was a wee lad, and I didn't know what the hell she was talking about.
So Andrew Yang's saying regularly that data is worth more than oil.
That was a good quote.
That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well done, Andrew.
And that was the advantage that Facebook and Google had over a lot of companies, is they were the first companies to realize and harvest data, and then Amazon kind of came along and did it in their own way as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Van Jones is the other one I was thinking of, and he wasn't on the stage, obviously, but he's the kind of guy I'd love to know. I'd love to sit around and disagree with, because he's, you know, he's sees the world a little differently than I do, but I think he's an honest man.
So is your face part of the data that you should own? Face recognition technology?
Nobody wants it. Trust me, I've tried.
Well, the pictures of your face. Facial recognition technology. Now, this scared me, and then I'm going to see how you react to the big number that made me go, oh, my God, and then I calmed down.
My face is like that dish you put out at three different garage sales. You got down to a nickel, and still it sits there.
Nobody wants your face?
Nobody wants it.
You might be in a police lineup right now, is the headline from the New York Times. This is from
never take me awake.
The Privacy Project that I've been following for a while, because they're taking a look at this. Facial recognition technology is the new norm. You may think, I've got nothing to hide, but we should all be a little bit concerned. Read through this. They talk about this woman who had her picture taken, blah, blah, blah. And then they hit you with this number. And they talk about how Congress must declare a national moratorium on the use of facial recognition technology until legal restrictions have been put in place. Without restrictions on face recognition, America's future is going to be closer to China's than we would like to think.
But China!
This is the stat that got my attention. Police databases now feature the faces of nearly half of Americans, most of whom have no idea their image is there. Now, that made me think, wow! Then I thought, wait a second. My picture's on my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they mean?
I don't know. I'm trying to decide how worried I should
be
about this.
Almost everybody in America over the age of 16 has their picture with the government.
Right. Absolutely.
And has for decades.
Even those who don't have driver's licenses have official state IDs, so they can conduct a business, check into hotels, etc.
Right. So when I first heard that stat, I thought, that's horrifying. that they've already gathered that many pictures. Yeah, they gathered them when I sat down in front of that gray screen and kind of half smiled and had one eye shut. And
they, exactly.
They counted to three and took the picture on two for some reason.
And I look way fatter than I am. Dang it.
So I don't know if that's something I should be scared about or not.
Yeah.
In general, I don't like the direction it's going. They started reading license plates in the parking lot everywhere you go with nobody talking about it or anything, and they compile that data of where you go all the time. They have so much data on where you go, it's absolutely amazing. We didn't vote on it.
Right. It's government surveillance in the most obvious, undisguised way.
Are they doing it?
You don't have to be very sophisticated to understand what that is, government surveillance.
But why wouldn't I think they're going to do it at that level with facial recognition technology? They're going to have... There'll be a database somewhere. They got my face walking into this bank, this restaurant, this ball game, just over my lifetime, thousands of pictures of me where I go. And nobody votes for it?
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be your picture, right? The way that all these devices are now interconnected with the whole Internet of Things thing, your phone is your much more than your face is a personal identifier. And there isn't really a way to opt out of these things. Even if you don't personally have one of those doorbell cameras, if someone in your neighborhood does, because it's talking and trying to bounce off other Wi-Fi things, even if you don't hook up to it, it knows, oh, this phone was in range of this Wi-Fi thing, and we, even though we didn't connect to it, he didn't give us permission to access it.
Right.
They can still track you on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. It won't be a problem as long as we don't end up down the road of, you know, a certain sort of person or a group in charge. But if we ever do, they're going to have the information they need to really make things ugly.
Well, and they'll weaponize it like the IRS has been weaponized on a number of occasions in American history. Yeah, it's going to be something to watch this unfold because it's unfolding so quickly. I mean, the guy who said, I tell you what, the donkey is going to give way to the horse. He wasn't around to see the horse give way to the car, which gave way to the, you know, electric car or whatever. He just didn't live long enough. All this stuff is probably going to come home to roost fairly quickly.
I like the idea of a moratorium until Congress has discussed this and it's been put in front of people and we decide what we want and what we don't want.
Yeah.
Instead of it just starting down that road. Now you got cities like San Francisco, the first city in America to ban, harvesting people's facial images.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Storing them.
Yeah, and Andrew Yang's whole thing about you ought to own your data. I'm just reminded of the other day when Amazon started to try to sell me softcore shots of movie stars. I'm like, what in the on my Amazon feed that my wife and daughter share? And I dug into it, and I finally figured out that they use data from sites you visit that are Amazon advertising partner sites. As I explained the other day, I was trying to figure out who Anita Ekberg was when she died, and I clicked on an image, and they said, oh, he's totally into Anita Ekberg. This guy wants to buy, honest to God, an 8x10 of Anita Ekberg for $14.99. Which, again, makes me a terrible consumer, as well as, you know, I don't know. But you combine that with, now the government has all that sorts of stuff, and they have some aims that are noble and some that are not, and not sure you should trust them with the tool anyway, and it'll all come home to roost, I think, pretty quickly.
To pay this off, according to the New York Times, fly fishing is the new bird watching.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you bought all your bird watching gear and you're ready to be a hip, cool bird watcher, chuck it all for fly fishing gear.
Take that binoculars and bap a fish over the head with them.
There you go.
Pick up some waders.
I actually enjoy fly fishing a great deal. I can't for a while because of physical issues, but it's fun. It's relaxing. It's beautiful. It's in nature. And my favorite description of fishing, let's go yank some fish into outer space by their face.
I don't think they think it as funny as you do, but the fish.
Mare fish.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Turk invasion of Syria front and center at the White House, and from the Democratic debate, more of Andrew Yang challenging Elizabeth Warren on her wealth tax idea.
Armstrong and Getty.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Quinnipiac poll that came out today, national poll, had Elizabeth Warren statistically tied with Biden within the margin of error. Both were up 1 point in the last 2 weeks. But I don't think the debate last night did anything. It's been locked in place for quite some time. How this is going to shake out, who flippin' knows? Now,
the big developments are yet to come.
What are they going to be? An event? Is it going to be some sort of event that they all react to? Is that it?
Yeah. I don't know. The way these things shake out are always odd, and you didn't see them coming. Having watched a bunch of races and thought, okay, this guy's clearly taking the lead and the rest of it, and then by election day, he's forgotten. Just it's tough to predict these things.
Boy, the people in power on the Democratic Party are really worried about Elizabeth Warren being the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. News now with Marsha Phillips.
Well, President Trump is again explaining his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northern Syria. He was talking with reporters at the White House, insisting the U.S. is not a policing agent. As for Turkey making military moves into northern Syria, Trump said it is not America's problem.
Our soldiers are not in harm's way, as they shouldn't be, as two countries fight over land. That has nothing to do with us.
He's noted the Turks and the Kurds may fight and argued that the Kurds, quote, are not angels either. Trump, meanwhile, sending Mike Pence and the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Turkey to try to work out a ceasefire, saying we're trying to get Turkey to do the right thing. We want to see wars stopped. Meanwhile, the President and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are planning to meet face-to-face today. It's going to be the first time that's happened since the impeachment inquiry began. Trump's invited congressional leaders on both parties to the White House to talk about Turkey's military operation. Now, Pelosi started the impeachment inquiry that the President and other Republicans have called illegitimate because there was no vote in the House. And Pelosi said, as of last night,
there's no requirement that we have a vote. And so at this time, we will not be having a vote. And I'm very pleased with the thoughtfulness of our caucus.
It means a lot that they have not had a vote yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so the question, extraordinary.
But the question everybody asks is she not doing it because she doesn't have the votes? Is that the reason? She doesn't actually have the votes to get it through? Or does she think it would be a disaster if it did pass? And then the Senate immediately says in like 5 minutes, show hands, not enough, okay,
nope.
We're done. It's over.
Right. Yeah, I think the best thing that Democrats can do as politicians is just string this thing along and keep throwing dirt out. It's really campaign dirt, mostly. He's got bad judgment. He's got bad people working for him. He's a bad president. And it's wearing the shiny suit of impeachment to make it look more dressed up and more impressive. But it's really just campaign dirt. But they think it works for them. If you actually make it a formal impeachment, then the real grown-ups show up, and it could be over in the blink of an eye. Or people might say, you don't have evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. You just have evidence of being a bad president.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren's finding out her rise in the polls has come with a cost. At Tuesday's debate in Ohio, Warren's plans were subjected to closer scrutiny, like her call for a wealth tax. Andrew Yang saying the countries that have tried it have repealed it because of massive implementation problems and other woes. But Yang went on to say,
we should look at what Germany, France, Denmark, and Sweden still have, which is a value-added tax. If we give the American people a tiny slice of every Amazon sale, every Google search, every robot truck mile, every Facebook ad, we can generate hundreds of billions of dollars and then put it into our hands because we know best how to use it.
We do have new evidence that those cortisone injections used to treat knee and hip pain may be more dangerous than previously thought.
Uh-oh.
A special report in the medical journal Radiology said those injections can accelerate arthritis and lead to joint collapse. Researchers at Boston University School of Medicine did the study, and they found the injections could actually speed up the need for knee and hip replacement. They say patients should be warned. So heads up on that one.
I think I got one of those in my back once. Or my butt for my back. My back locked up.
Well, the butt bone connected to the backbone, as any orthopedist can tell you.
And it relieved the pain, did it not?
Yeah, I've actually had a couple of those shots. They didn't do me any good.
Really? Oh, really?
Zero.
Unlocked my back immediately. Hey, look at me. I'm tap dancing.
Yeah, I have a friend who had a wiped out knee and a wiped out shoulder, and I might get this backward, but don't worry about it. Did him zero good in his shoulder. It was immensely helpful in his knee.
Huh.
So, yeah, I thought they were, you know, miracles, and not so much.
In the Major League playoffs, the National League Championship has been decided.
And there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
Nationals heading to the World Series for the first time, completing their sweep of the Cardinals with a 7-4 win in Game 4.
If the news anchors and anchorettes of the Beltway square off against the news anchors and anchorettes of Manhattan, with the Yankees getting in, it will be insufferable.
It will be hard to take.
Chirpy little reporters and reporterettes who don't follow baseball at all suddenly become the world's biggest fans.
And have lived in that town for a couple of years, got out of college and moved to D.C.
Right. Oh, that'll be tough to take.
there you go. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
As a Giants fan, I'm a Bryce Harper hater, and the fact that he left the Nationals for $300 million, and now his team is in the World Series,
and
I just love.
Right, exactly.
And he's watching on television.
The soonest possible moment after that, they're in the World Series. Finally, he's out. Now we're champions. That's a little satisfying, yeah, honestly. That probably makes me a bad person, but that's fair enough. If the evil shoe fits.
And we've been mentioning through the morning, kind of sports, kind of not, they're burning LeBron James' jersey in Hong Kong. That is not the result he was hoping for when he waded into that story.
Those Hong Kong protesters, they're not educated. They really ought to think, because they don't know what they're talking about expressing that opinion. And that's what he said about that Rockets executive.
Of course, what do they think of him on mainland China with the information that they get? Spoon-fed to them by the government's media, maybe they'll hail him as a hero in mainland China.
Are.
And that's
absolutely
where, and that's where they play the game, so
right.
Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. It's probably a fair trade for LeBron. He's hated by the people who are desperately clinging to their freedoms, but the communists love him, and they have money.
Shut up, that's what I'd say.
Who are you shutting up in this scenario?
The athletes and their opinions and all this stuff. Just shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up and dribble, as Laura Ingraham said in her title of one of her books.
Not helpful.
I did like Elizabeth Warren taking some flack from a number of candidates last night on her pie in the sky Medicare plan.
Right.
She got beat up pretty good on that. Joe Biden saying, one, you can't do it, and then other people talking about how expensive it is. Joe Biden saying late in the debate, I didn't see it because I didn't watch the boring thing. Joe Biden saying late in the debate, the entire Pentagon budget would pay for 4 months of your Medicare for All, which is amazing given what our Pentagon budget is.
Right, right. And I think it was Mayor Pete who said, look, we're already so divided. Everybody's so partisan right now. You're going to ram through a plan that tosses 120 million people off their insurance? That's going to make people go crazy. You'll never get that through. I mean, it was just a good, solid Midwestern realist's look at it.
I don't want to be president to think small. I don't want to talk about what I can't do. I want to talk about what we can do.
That's why I'm going to ride a unicorn to Mars. Unicorns don't exist and you die. There's no oxygen. You can't lecture me. I didn't run for president to not ride unicorns to Mars. That's just such a non-argument. It's an argument for stupid people.
It's working, though. And
there you go.
And usually when they have crowds that are allowed to cheer, the crowds cheer her like crazy when she says that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. The other candidates are saying, look, constitutionally, fiscally, politically
boring.
Yeah.
This can't happen. It's just, why are we talking about something that can't happen? I'm not here to. And
your unicorn is going to remain on Earth, apparently.
As I ride my unicorn
to Mars.
And anybody who tries to stand in the way of that is a can't do person.
And echoing Republican talking points.
Right.
All right.
You know, and we haven't played the Klobuchar clip. That was one of my favorite things that anybody said last night when Amy Klobuchar said, you accuse me of echoing Republican talking points. You're giving the Republicans talking points by talking about something that's going to cost $30 trillion and can't happen.
Right.
They're going to use your talking points.
Right.
And she's right about that.
I just hope there's that sincere and powerful an exchange of ideas when Donald Trump debates William Weld. Or who's that other guy?
If Elizabeth
Warren...
Nobody
knows. Nobody cares.
If Elizabeth Warren...
Oh, Joe Walsh.
If Elizabeth Warren gets the nomination, Trump and the Republican Party are going to beat that to death with ads all across the country and spend however much money it takes
right.
to let people know this is what it's going to cost. This is how undoable it is.
Yeah. Yep.
And I saw somebody last night pointing out how if you watch football games in Pennsylvania, for instance, there's a Trump ad on like five times per game.
Oh, is
They're
that right?
They're spending a ton of money on advertising already.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's all across the Midwest. And...
Anyway, that's enough of that. A long time ago, though.
Be sure to register and vote, because the election's in 384 days.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with the latest in the CBD industry. Recently, major TV news networks have reported the benefits of CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief and comfort to millions for your knee, back, shoulder, or other problem areas. That's why I only recommend CBD Labs, the gold standard in full-spectrum CBD. CBD Labs oil is cutting-edge, manufactured in FDA-approved labs with the highest concentrate of CBD available. They grow it, clean it, and deliver it right to your door. CBD Labs' powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. No other CBD brand even comes close. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle. And when you call, get our CBD Labs comprehensive ebook as a free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-8842. 800-605-8842.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted demurals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' cans. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What do you think, man?
Elizabeth Warren, mortal. Somebody grabbed the cape and pulled on it and survived. Pete Klobuchar, it was amazing to see the moderates say, you know what, enough. We're tired of the wokenomics. We want to actually have a voice here.
That's from Van Jones on CNN saying somebody pulled her cape off and survived. So. Huh. We'll see how this all turns out. And like Joe said, that ends my conversation. Remember, we're only 384 days away from the election. What the blank are we talking about this?
I don't know.
I came across this story yesterday, and I meant to delve into it deeper. Maybe somebody can, Sean Hansen, somebody can dig into this if this is true.
You want us to delve or dig?
Police found a father and six children who've been living in a cellar of a farm for the past 9 years, waiting for the end of days. The children are all over 18 now, and had no idea there were other people still on Earth.
Gotta wait one more day, because their days ain't ended yet.
It was in the Netherlands. It's not in the United States, right. But wow. I thought, I need to read more about this, and so I left myself a note, but I didn't look it up.
I'm sorry, how long have they been living down there?
9 years. Down in a cellar.
Waiting for the end of days.
Dad had told the kids, end of days are coming, end of days have come.
So they just sit down there twiddling their thumbs?
And the kids were convinced
any
there were
now,
no
kids.
More people
any
on
any minute. Wow.
That's something. That's obviously horrific, I think.
Yes.
Well, it is.
Oh,
obviously
totally
is. But,
yeah.
It, you know. Wow. Anyway, that's something.
Yeah, 18
how'd
to
they,
25 years old.
How'd this come to be known?
I don't know anything more than I just said. Joe's looking at something on the screen, but maybe we can bring you that story tomorrow and look into it a little bit.
Yeah, wow, that's just crazy, man. There are a lot of different kinds of crazy on Earth, and that's one of them. Oh, this is just evil. It's scammers. You know, I have three young adults.
One of the kids went to a pub.
Is that how it got... Hey, wait a minute. I thought the days had ended. Anyway, I'll have a pint. I have three young adult kids, and they are often targeted by scammers because, you know, you have some money, you're a little inexperienced in the world and that sort of thing. And I'm thinking about the various... Number one, sympathy is one of the ways the scammers try to exploit you. Sympathy is a big one. It's the whole... At the gas station, I just need 20 bucks. My kid is sick, and I got to get back to whatever city is just far enough to justify that. You know, my daughter got scammed by somebody who said her paycheck bounced and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the other one is vanity. If they can convince you you're super pretty and should be a model or something like that.
Oof.
And this Girls Do Porn website based in San Diego. Women submitted applications through websites with names like BeginModeling.com, which promised a comfortable start in the industry. And, wow, you're super pretty. $5,000 to do the shoot. And then they just... Or they were duped into making softcore porn, and then the guy said, now you're going to do hardcore, or the softcore goes straight to everybody you know. And it's
wow. I'm not young or a woman or pretty. I'm none of those things.
Agreed.
0-3.
I am 0-3 on that. But how do you not look around as a super hot chick and think, well, you know, there are a lot of other hot chicks around. I mean, a lot. Everywhere I go,
you
want to
be the hot chick.
I go to a basketball game. There's a lot of other really hot chicks. So it's kind of hard to imagine why anybody would ever pay me $5,000. For anything.
The basketball players on the court are thinking they're the basketball player, too, in spite of all evidence to the contrary. It's just vanity. But anyway, these guys made $17 million in amateur porn starring nervous first-timers. The FBI's in on it. They're prosecuting the heck out of these people. Some of the women were threatened with legal action or outing if they didn't perform. They were barred from leaving shoots, even sexually assaulted. They were often paid far less than the $5,000 that was offered. So some of these gals were desperate or greedy or whatever and said, yeah, okay, I'll do that and that and that for $5,000. And then they hand them a check for $1,500 and say, get. So these guys were half a dozen kinds of evil.
There's lots of pretty girls.
Yep. Fellas and gals in on the scheme, too. Women more than willing to exploit other women.
It is now my incredible privilege to present Final Thoughts with these morons, Armstrong and Getty.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everyone on the crew. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo, final thought?
Well, Joe Biden mentioned it, and your grandparents mentioned it, and they're correct. Clipping coupons is fun, and it will get you rich. I got 30 cents off Hot Pockets, 10 cents off Capri Sun. Buy one, get one free on Lunchables.
Wow, nice.
Just subscribe to TV Guide.
He's a smart consumer. He's our esteemed newsman, Marsha Phillips.
I do have to tell you, I've been checking and checking and checking to see about the ratings for last night's debate. I have seen nothing yet. Absolutely nothing.
They'll be out tomorrow, but again...
Nobody cares enough to compile them.
They're going to be low, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Positive Sean, producer, final thought?
Yes, after months and months and my hair being the longest that it's ever been, I finally got a haircut. And it's similar to the feeling when I got new shoes when I was about 10. I feel so fast. I'm taking quarters so quickly. My aerodynamics are immaculate.
Your neck is stretched by an inch. Jack, do you have a final thought?
I've had it with this crap. I've had it with all this crap.
Yeah, I know it.
Just had it with it. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. I can't hear another word about who's running for president. I can't hear another word about the impeachment. I just have had it with all that crap.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this off the air a little bit. The way the news business works is some brave news director says, we're going big on this. We're really going big on this. Everything that happened, we're going to own this story. Well, all those big stories that they own, to me, are so tired.
Oh.
They're so worn out. We must dig elsewhere.
Yeah,
on the other hand, Mayor Pete seems like a fine fellow.
He does, actually. He does. Seems like a good dude. Armstrong and Getty, right back up another grueling 4-hour workday.
That's my summary of the debate. Mayor Pete seems like a fine fellow. So many people have thanked so little time. GoodArmstrongandGetty.com. We have the podcast there. Oh, we got the video of that woke lunatic at the board meeting. All sorts of good stuff. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
The squad endorsing Bernie is an interesting development.
That is bad news for the Democratic Party.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Because guess what? Why in God's name should someone who's clipping coupons in the stock market?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.